This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in just a second. Wanted to throw out some happy news for you guys. A couple of positive stories. Paul Millsap Foundation is put together his own partnership to help people register to vote from October 12th through October 30th. Another athlete getting involved with helping vote. And then the Eagles safety, Rodney McLeod, was named Week 2 NFLPA Community MVP for distributing 40,000 pounds of fresh food for families in need.
That, is that George McLeod's son?
I 40,000 don't pounds. Think so, but that is freaking amazing.
Is Kevin, that in I've addition heard, to his normal workouts? I feel like that's going to be really hellacious on the body.
Yeah, I've heard that that's about as much as Tolos have lost with soda weight loss, by the way.
Oh, gosh, man, that would be a great statistic. I would like to know the answer to that. All right, so couple of things on the college football front. We anticipated this last week. We said that the Pac-12 was going to vote yesterday. They did, in fact, vote to reinstate Pac-12, going to have a 7-game season starting in November. And then did you guys also see that the NCAA is asking that you change what you need for bowl eligibility, primarily that you have to be 500? So you could have, because they want
nice.
So you could have teams rolling in there at 3-4, maybe even worse.
Yeah, you say 3-4, but we look around the college landscape and how many games have been canceled. I mean, Houston hasn't played a football game yet. They're on their fourth try.
Houston's going to make it to a bowl game at 1-2.
Yeah, like there's going to be some 2-2s out there.
What's wrong? Why aren't they passing their coronavirus test?
Well, it's not even Houston.
Because they're not the NFL.
Well, there's teams that they're playing. Like with Baylor this past weekend, they were supposed to play Houston and Baylor. Baylor couldn't meet the requirements to play. I don't know which one specifically. Some of them, it's like you have to have one quarterback or a certain amount of linemen or a certain or 53 overall or something.
Oh, wow.
And teams just haven't been making that. We've seen that around college football. Around the nation, there have been games that are postponed or canceled because of whatever requirements or positive tests. And, yeah, I just feel it's kind of wild that we're looking around and like, yo, 7-game season, except how many of the games get played.
So this weekend, SEC starts. I know y'all made reference to the Big 12 with Oklahoma playing Kansas State. And now you've got the Pac-12 there. The Big 10 is playing. Does it feel like a real college football season?
Nope. Not at all.
Not yet, man.
Okay, why do y'all say that then? Like, I'm not here to disagree. I'm just curious why you say that.
Well, there's no buildup to the conference games, and then you're not going to have but, you know, some people in the stands. And I think the atmosphere of college football is way more important than the atmosphere of pro football.
Yes.
And so, you know, Texas versus Texas Tech. I know Texas Tech isn't supposed to be that good this year, and Texas is. But, like, I don't know. Like, it just doesn't feel like – I know, you know, A&M plays Vanderbilt. It just doesn't feel like – all right, here we go. Conference play. Like, this is where, you know, you gotta start playing good football. It's kind of like it's on, and it's good that it's on. So Saturday we'll have football on, but it just doesn't feel like college football this
week. Conference isn't pretty much never all that exciting unless you're playing another big team. But now, because of the way that it's situated, we've had a lot of those what we'd like to term cupcake games early.
Yeah.
And we don't usually watch those, right? We usually all wait for the one or two big games of those weekends, except there aren't any of them.
Yeah, I think Mike's dead on, Kevin. For me, it is that build up. You know, with the State Fair was supposed to open this weekend. They're doing a drive-through State Fair. You know, like, that's always the big deal for me, man. It's State Fair time, and that kind of gets all of the college football juices flowing for me is State Fair time.
And Fletcher's corn dogs are the best, and they're being served at – where are they being served
Golden
at?
Golden Chick.
I hear that people are upset. They're saying they're not even close to what you'd get at the State
Fair. They taste like the chicken.
They're not even close. They smell really good, and they still charge you the same fair price just about, but – they're all right.
I'm friends with Amber Fletcher Facebook. She is a kind person who is working very hard. That's the thing for me, man, is like just the environment of college football. Like, Kevin, are you going to Yale practice anytime soon?
I am not. I would not advise people to maybe
you gonna
do
make
that.
Out practice with yelling? Any, you gonna make out with any randoms at the football game because y'all scored a touchdown?
Pretty sure I can only make out with one person now.
Will they allow that this year? Will they allow random kissing?
Yeah, because you'll be in your pod. And they're like, whatever you do in your pod, we don't really care. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. How about some Masterpiece of the Week?
She said, list this.
Nice. So, Masterpiece of the Week is a segment we do every week here on the KNC Masterpiece, in which we go back and we just revisit some of the funny, stupid, odd things that we've said over the last week or so.
Mike is ahead 9-1-1-0.
Man,
I have yet to win. Yeah,
that's incredible. Thank you, Corey. That really made my day. I don't think that you're going to win here today, Corey. I'm sorry to tell you. Oh, you seem okay with that.
Who won last week? I did not get last week's score.
Who did
Kevin?
Win last week, Kevin?
Bassick.
Bassick. All right, so that's that's 10-1-1-0.
Because Mike wouldn't do the right thing. That's why.
Because that amazing.
I am not a compass. Should have won.
Okay, I think we need to play that live spot again because Corey didn't get to enjoy it.
I saw it live. I saw it happen, so I was there.
Just rehearing it, though, is so incredible. But I digress.
So do we want to do that? Is that what we're doing here?
If you have it,
go ahead.
If you have it available, Reggie.
All right, here's the winner from last week. I didn't know that that's what we're doing now, but we can do that. Oh, this was man. Mike flubbing a live spot.
Now, I was talking to my guy at DFW Security, and he was saying, hey, the Coach Ballsack special, you guys want to keep running it? And are we supposed to be doing Men's Tea Clinic right now? So I'm going to throw this paper away, and I'm going to do Men's Tea Clinic instead of DFW Security. You know, my daughter comes in here. She's giving me a sandwich and everything, which is really nice, but then, you know, threw me off my game a little bit. Let's do DFW Security, KNC Masterpiece, or let's do Men's Tea Clinic. Shut up, Bassick. Start the clock now.
I just noticed he said he was going to throw the paper away, but apparently he didn't.
Did not.
No, that's, I can't. I
that was his downfall.
Now. I was, like, going to throw it, like, away, like, to the side. But not in the trash.
Sure. All right. Let's get to this week, and why not start with Mike Bassick, right?
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. How many times have you seen my butt?
It's pretty impressive.
Oh, how many times have you seen my butt?
Stop looping that, or I'm going to have nightmares about that forever.
Remember that one time I did Pantless 9 and you guys were really upset with me because I forgot something at the studio? And so
yes,
I was not ready for that.
It's the no-shirt 9 and the pants off 10.
Maybe
and
I
that
did
was
pants
what we
off,
were mostly
yeah.
upset about.
I had Speedos on.
So just to let you guys behind the curtain, I was not ready to play that, but apparently the computer was so excited that it played that on its own. Shout out to Jared Sandler for the alley-oop for Mike there.
Did the computer loop it on its own, too?
Yes. It's got a mind of its own. That I think we might have a studio ghost. I will keep tabs on
that
as we move forward. But speaking of pants, let's add an entrant into the KNC Masterpiece of the Week. Let's move to the morning show. Sean Sharif, you got something to say?
There's boy, you ain't getting in Dalton's pants.
Yes, I am.
What a weird retort from, I believe that was RJ, who emphatically yelled back, oh, yes, I am. That felt
and then
like
Dalton
the wrong
threw
thing
in the idea
say.
Of there might have been a time where that would have been possible.
For sure. I was listening, and he heavily insinuated that he dabbled in that in college.
You heard the same thing I did then? Because that's exactly what I heard.
Because I was like, hold on, what? And then RJ was like, yes. But I think RJ thinks he can seduce any human, regardless of anything.
RJ operates with on the plane of like maximum confidence, and I respect it on some level.
Yeah, he does. I told you that moment at the Super Bowl when he saw Cooper Manning, and he posted up and just leaned on the pillar because he was sure they were about to talk for like 30 minutes.
And Kevin, do you think you would succumb to the RJ seduction?
No, because I'm pissed at him for ruining The Sopranos.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You want me to ruin it more?
No.
There's still more. Everybody lives. It's just a dream.
Not really.
What?
So other stuff
like
that
Alice
is...
Alice in Wonderland.
Okay. Other stuff that's probably inappropriate, but we're going to play it anyways. Mickey Spagnola said this.
And there was no hands on him. Then he jerked himself back.
Oh.
Thank God. I honestly thank God. I seriously thought you were about to... I seriously thought he was about to say something else.
But no,
like,
hands involved, though.
Out of context, we can't. Yeah, how would that...
That's my winner.
I don't...
Oh, are you sure?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Don't tempt KC.
The confidence of Reginald.
Oh.
This is just a fun thing that Mike said.
They don't know about our bubble.
True.
That is true.
I think
that was about Stanley Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
I think hockey talk from Bassett.
Right. The theme of this Smash Piece of the Week apparently is confidence. It's a lot of confidence, as I think Mike was trying to instill here when he said this.
Can I throw in a quick bonus baseball nugget?
Do it, man.
Did
You're
the you best. See? God, so condescending.
So, yeah. So Mike, there was a time when
God,
Kevin and I worked
this,
at the newspaper.
What Corey's about to say.
And Kevin would be doing something, I'd go, you're doing a great job, man. And he was like, F this, you are lying to me. You're being condescending. And I'd be like, nah, man, you're doing a great job.
Then
and
I heard
he
him use
it
on somebody else, and I knew he didn't mean it. And I was like, I knew that was a lie.
So what do you think he got in the way of feedback with this question that Corey asked?
I even asked Adrian, I was like, what do you think about those pants?
I think she liked them.
She did. She's always liked pants.
Just in general.
Yoga pants, jeans. Uh-huh.
You don't need to list the types of pants.
No, I'm actually interested in this.
Did you stop after two?
Apartment pants.
Wait, what are those?
That is different than yoga
watch
pants.
Friends.
Do girls ever look at guys' crotch in pants?
Jesus. And I'm going to ignore that entirely.
Nope, you need to mark that.
Well, that should be an Autoflex Leasing fan text question. I don't know. I've never asked that question to a girl,
have you?
So I'm going to ask it.
And it's a
it
good
now.
Thing that you haven't. Let's keep it that way.
Oh.
You did
that,
ask this
that
question.
That is interesting, though. Do girls?
No, it's not.
Like...
Don't. No, it's not. Stop it. Stop
like,
right now.
Did
stop.
You see that?
All right, so just Mike asked something. This question. This question is a better question than the one he just asked.
Just, you know, there's certain things where I'm just watching. I'm like, man, how did they skate that good and play hockey at the same time?
That's a great.
That's my new favorite.
It's an important question to ask.
They're amazing at both.
It's true.
Have you ever wanted to be one of those roller skaters that can roller skate dance in the middle of the skating rink 100%. While everybody else is just
100%.
Like, wow.
After falling on my tailbone at some point around 12 or 13 years old, I gave up skating altogether. I was like, that hurt way too much. Never want to get on them again.
Kevin, do you think that everybody looks at those roller skaters then and is like, that is amazing. I want to be that. Or do you think that they all look at them and go, really?
Man, not anymore. I don't think they do. But if we could go back to the 80s, that's as cool as it gets.
That
like, if this
was
set in Stranger Things, you're good.
The dude that was doing that slaying, right?
Oh, for sure.
You know, get free Dr. Pepper over there.
Reggie's like, why don't y'all shut the hell up already?
I just wanted to let that one breathe. Yeah, so Kevin said this.
Come here, Sugar Bear. Damn it. I already got in trouble for one of these like 2 weeks ago.
Well, I anticipate that you will get in trouble again. And I want to note that... This came with more fanfare afterwards, and I think it's funny enough to play of its own accord. So let's one more time.
Come here, Sugar Bear. Like, that doesn't feel like that's what you should be doing.
Why do you keep saying things that you think Daniel Snyder would say?
That's a good question. I really need to stop that. So I will try. I'm not going to say I will. I will try. Yoda would be disappointed, but I will try.
Give it your best.
I don't know if this is from a guy or a girl. From the 682, it says, girls do bulge watch.
Is that how you spell bulge?
Yeah. I don't know.
See, that's the tough thing, is we don't know if it's from a girl or not, so we won't get the honest answer that we need.
Yeah. That's fair.
That's a great point.
from the 903, my wife doesn't allow me to wear sweatpants or jersey shorts out of the house because I have a nice print.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. That's... I don't want to talk about this. Am I actually uncomfortable right now? I think I might be. You know what?
Good.
Let's move along. This is Mike getting a taste of his own medicine. Corey, I think you'll enjoy this quite a bit.
Overtime. Mike McCarthy. No, your mom time.
How did that
it's
feel,
so
Mike?
Stupid, but
how did that feel?
I do that around the house so much, and my middle child is like, "Dad, can you please stop doing that?" And I go, "Your mom needs to stop doing
that." You have less sibling.
So,
whoa!
I still do it. I still say it. I think it's fun to say.
Do you ever say that to your wife?
Yeah.
Great.
You ever say that to your mom?
No, I don't do that to my own mom.
I say that to my sister in front of my mom sometimes, and my mom laughs.
But sometimes, like, Sue might say something to me like, "Hey, can you help fold the laundry or move the laundry along?" And it's like, "Your mom needs to help fold the laundry." But then I do it. I just like saying it. I just think it's fun to say.
I don't have a segue for this, but Kevin, anticipate getting in trouble again.
Not 100% sure, but I don't really want to start paying all the people to take advantage of me. Oh, no. I'm 100% sure I would not like to pay people to take advantage of
me. If you're paying them, then they are clearly taking advantage of you, right? Like, that's, like, not only are they taking advantage.
Might be providing a good or service. I don't know that to be certain.
Do you know what the circumstance was that you said that?
I wish. I'm going to have a lot of questions to answer at home.
You were talking about how people take advantage of folks who are trying to buy their first home.
Oh! Mm. That was taken out of an ad? That's not cool.
It's all fair game.
That is
if
fair.
If you work with Get Mortgage Ready, you're going to be okay.
Mm. You should. They'll never take advantage of you. They helped me buy my home.
And finally, just because I thought it was funny, Sean said this.
Your mom plays golf?
Yeah.
He's so amazed. I'm going to vote for Mike Bacsik being amazed that hockey players can skate that good and play hockey.
Is it well? You know, there's certain things where I'm just watching, I'm like, man, how did they skate that good and play hockey at the same time?
That's
I like that one. I wrote it down. I was going to go for Mickey, but I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going with Kevin and his Sugar Bear comment.
Come here, Sugar Bear.
Is there any way we could play them all over again so I can get a better idea?
I don't have the time.
Because there's so many good ones, right, Mike? I get it.
You know what? Has Kevin never won?
He has one victory under his belt.
Corey, have you ever won?
I am zero.
You know what? I'm going to vote for Sugar Bear.
Oh, come here, Sugar Bear.
That is two. That's right incredible. Now, Reggie, you could either throw a wrench
rather,
in this or...
Look, I would rather Kevin call me Sugar Bear than what he calls me after the show.
Okay, stop with this.
I actually, my vote doesn't matter that much. I think Kevin's already won, so thus I will give myself an opportunity to play this
Thank
one
you.
More time because, you know, Mike.
Overtime. Mike McCarthy... No, your mom time.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
You usually do call me. I was just thinking, Sugar Bear, you usually do call me SB. It's just different words.
I'm thinking those words right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.